This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
The phrase black market gets bandied about pretty widely. It's used to describe everything from the selling of human organs to counterfeit Louis Vuitton bags and some surprisingly common items as well. Tide laundry detergent is one frequently used example. Here's another one. A guy in New York was charged recently with stealing toner cartridges and selling them for a hefty discount. And in point of fact, some of the items you buy on a regular basis may actually have made their way onto the shelf through that black market. Marketplace's David Weinberg has that story.
Sea cucumbers are big on the black market. The endangered species is a delicacy in Asia. Old cell phones are another big seller in underground circles. Black market moon dust from Apollo 11 found its way to an auction house in Missouri. But one of the most common items on the black market is cigarettes.
It's a very significant amount of money, certainly many millions of dollars.
David Merriman is a professor at the University of Illinois, and he did a really creative study on cigarette smuggling in Chicago. He had his undergrads walk randomly selected neighborhoods and collect the discarded cigarette packs they found on the ground.
And on the cigarette pack is a tax stamp which indicates where it was purchased.
Merriman and his students found that 75% of the packs did not have Illinois stamps. Most had stamps from neighboring Indiana, which has a cigarette tax that's about $3 less than Illinois.
Look at New York State. We've estimated that 60% of the total market is illicit.
Michael Lefebvre is with the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. He researched black market cigarettes in New York, but he also found examples of other goods that were being sold to shoppers who had no idea they were stolen.
We have seen a very popular item, Sanilac. It's a formula for babies.
It's now common practice for wholesalers and retailers to lock up their supply of baby formula because it's so frequently stolen and sold on the black market. I'm David Weinberg from Marketplace.